Hey there, welcome back to Dr. Eric's Wellness Chat. I'm Dr. Eric, and today we're talking about how to shut it down in a good way. We all need to unwind at the end of the day, but the way we do it matters. If your version of winding down is scrolling until midnight or crashing on the couch with takeout and TV, you're not alone. But there's a better way, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Think of your wind down as a runway. You're preparing your body and mind to land, not crash. First, set a general time when you start shifting gears. An hour or even 30 minutes before bed is a good place to start. You want to give your body some cues that the day is wrapping up. Next, dim the lights. That tells your brain to start producing melatonin. Harsh bright light, especially from your phone or tablet, does the opposite. Then try something low-key and repeatable. That could be stretching, light reading, journaling, or even making a cup of herbal tea. Keep it simple and ideally screen-free. And let's talk tension. If your body feels tight from sitting all day or dealing with stress, give it a little love. A few minutes of stretching, especially the neck, shoulders, and hips, can go a long way toward helping you relax. One more thing, don't ignore mental clutter. If your brain is racing with to-dos or worries, try a brain dump. Write down what's on your mind so you don't carry it to bed. It's like clearing the desktop before you shut down your computer. The goal here isn't perfection, it's pattern. When you teach your body and brain what winding down looks like, they'll start to respond automatically. So that's your challenge this week. Pick two things that help you unwind and make them a part of your evening routine. Give yourself that smooth runway to rest. Thanks for listening to Dr. Eric's Wellness Chat. If sleep, tension, or stress are making it hard to relax, let's talk about it. Until next time, take care of yourself, even after the workday ends.